cool setup they have down there. It's kind of right, you know, if you're walking into the Union from 7th Street, instead of going up those main stairs over to the left, it's kind of down underneath the vault. They've got beer and wine. They've got a stage. I think they were doing some karaoke. And they got some nice outdoor patio seating. And then Dave Talent, you know, with one of the best restaurants Bloomington's ever had, Restaurant Talent, he's running the food over there. And all the pictures I saw from the food for the vault looked incredible.
This is open to the public, right? This isn't some secret, wink, wink, knock, knock, nice to meet you, Rush Chairman stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So just come over, say hi. Reservations needed? How big is it? What are we looking at here?
Yeah, I don't know about I highly doubt reservations. I don't think they're needed. I don't know about the hours off the top of my head. I'm sure those are accessible online. And it's, I'd say there's probably about 50 or 60 people capacity in there.
Well, if Dave Talent has anything to do with the food and people that, if you've just gotten to town or you're new to the program and you're new to Bloomington, Restaurant Talent was a staple just between the Bluebird and what was that? I guess now
it's Cup and Kettle.
There you go. They're between 6th and 7th Street on Walnut, and James Beard finalist, and all the great things that go along with that. Yeah, I'm really, really, really hungry again. But the food I'm looking at, it's more pub grubby. It's not sit down dinner, white tablecloth or anything like that. So it's more of a casual place. Jordan, is that a great way or a better way to characterize it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's probably what you would say is elevated pub grub. I can't remember exactly what I saw in one of the pictures, but the other one was a tenderloin that I wanted to enter around my mouth immediately.
Right. I'm looking at the little menu here. Wings, nachos, onion rings, pork tenderloins, burgers, mac and cheese, and all the classic favorites. Why? You need stuff for mom and dad. You need stuff for the kids that go by there 100 times a day. It's open all ages. That's the other good news. 4 to 10 Thursdays, 4 to midnight Fridays, and noon to midnight on Saturdays. So 3 days a week. So you need to mark your calendar for all of what's going on there. What else do we know of openings and closings here recently? It's kind of a weird time for all of that. The one thing I did see today was Brewburger. They've delayed their opening. We thought that was going to get going a little sooner than later, but that's not going to be the case.
Yeah, Brewburger is going to be going in there at 3rd and Grant, along with the Cold Stone Creamery. I think they're going to be making their third stab at Bloomington. So, they'll be pretty close to us. I love Brewburger, so I'm excited for them to get open. I know it's not exactly local. They're out of Indianapolis. It's the Cunningham Restaurant Group, but they've got some great kind of house-made ketchup, really good burgers, good fries, all the basics, all the stuff you want.
That will not open now, according to Indiana Public Media, until November. So if that's something you are drooling about, waiting for, you're just going to have to take a deep breath and wait for all of that stuff to get up and running. Jordan Davis is our guest. He's the busiest man in town. The Bowl. Oh, my gosh. Someone's coming back to the Bowl. What the heck's going on there?
Yeah. Man, I can't pronounce that.
Neither can I. Right, okay, let's. We talked about this earlier with a restaurant on the square that's Italian, and nobody knew how to pronounce it for a while, and we think it's K-Bello, right?
Yes, K-Bello. This starts with a V. It's going to be Venezuelan, I believe.
Vivencia.
There it is. I couldn't. If I had it in front of me, I could have pronounced it. But, they're going to be doing breakfast, lunch, and dinner over there where the Bowl used to be on College Mall Road. Used to be a Burger King. Really excited to see what they come up with. The Bowl had really transformed that into a really great space. So I'm hoping that they can kind of take that and run with it and have a successful new chapter for that building.
I went and ate Maru yesterday, speaking of Venezuela food. Had a little arepa and a empanada. No tilde on the end, an empanada. I've been corrected on that enough. I finally figured it out. Very quaint. Welcome to the neighborhood, I told them. A more extensive menu than I thought. Now, I know it's just different stuff stuffed in there, but boy, I would definitely get down there and try that. Why not? Support local business. That's what we try to do with Jordan Davis. every Wednesday. And speaking of Wednesdays, just because you didn't have enough to do, all right, Food Truck Wednesday, 4:30 to 8:30, Marcy Jane Lewis Park in Ellettsville. Well, that's going on now. That's going to be, what, week three or four at Marcy Jane Park? So that's fantastic. It's not 250 degrees. And then for those of you who like a little bit more action, we'll just keep following Jordan. Where are you going on Wednesday nights now, buddy?
Oh, yeah, going to be doing a bar bingo over at Hoosier Bar and Grill. It's free to play. Everyone gets one card. We do about 10 games during 2 hours. There's a gift card given away every game. And then Upland is being kind enough to donate two tickets to this Friday's IU Indiana State football game that we'll be giving away tonight as well over at Hoosier Bar and Grill.
And we talked about them last week being featured up on Fox 59, the morning show or something, for all their new food fun and everything else going on there. So if you need an excuse, you get to go see Jordan, get to meet Jordan, tell him you're a big fan, and have a little bite to eat and help the food trucks out. How many trucks tonight in Ellettsville, buddy?
Yeah, so it was going to be six vendors. Bloomberger had some issues with a supplier, so it's going to be just Donair Kebab, La Poblana, Little Bull Thai, Jay's Kitchen, Chocolate Moose. Still a great lineup, as well as Uncle Biscuit playing music. If you decide you don't want just a little bite at Hoosier Bar and Grill, the burger they featured when they went up on Fox, their burger of the month, it's got three patties, six slices of Swiss cheese, six slices of bacon. My buddy had one on Monday for lunch, and it took him about 5 minutes. He immediately went home and took a nap.
That's a strong lunch play. That, but it was a
it
holiday.
Was he was off
it was
work.
A holiday. That was where I was going with that. Caution, danger. I had the meat sweats just hearing that. So great to hear the Ellettsville food scene. We're waiting for Fat Daddy's Barbecue to open up as well. We've been talking about that for a few weeks. Ellettsville is growing like crazy. I'll talk to Marty Hawk about that in about 25 minutes. Just on the other side of 4 o'clock, busy times. So you haven't eaten much. That's okay. We'll let it slide because you have been working for a living. We got to work some of these days so you can go eat at all these great places, right?
Oh, exactly. And I still, I mean, when we say not eating out as like much, it's all relative for me. Instead of 20 places, I've got like seven. Still quite a bit. And when my buddy had that burger at the Hoosier. I did their ribeye sandwich, which was phenomenal. And then Keela suggested doing their catfish nuggets, but instead of the cornmeal breading, doing it with the tenderloin breading, that with some tartar and some Cajun ranch was right up my alley.
Let me jump in there because that's important. That means the catfish is about as fresh if they're hand battering it to order. That is tasty, tasty, tasty. And Hoosier Bar and Grill, all right, good. Let's get fired up over there. I saw some people posting about Pizza Pantry's buffet as well. All right, let's go. Absolutely. Let's eat.
Yeah, the Pizza Pantry, I saw that one. That looked pretty good. And I've been doing a lot of the Lost Farm Meal Service. Ron Abden does a really fantastic job with that out of the One World Kitchen Share. Have had some really good Armenian beef and beans, some tuna, cheesy casserole, as well as some banh mi that have all really, really hit the spot. Everything that Ron makes is really perfectly balanced in flavor and is, I don't know, just very well executed.
Well, it's in your fridge when you get home, too, and you don't have to scurry around wondering what you're going to eat. You know, it's in there ready to go, heat it up, cook it up, and away you have it. Speaking of the commissary world, there was Indian food coming out of there recently. Is that still going on, or have I lost out there?
Yeah, I believe so. Man, I haven't ordered from them yet. Everything looks good.
Yep.
But kind of an odd, I think, ordering system. You have to, like, place it ahead of time. Then you can either do pickup or delivery during a window of time on Saturday. And, I just haven't been able to make the timing make sense yet. But I'm hoping to soon.
Jordan Davis is our guest. No Dishes podcast host. Where else you been eating, buddy? I'm starving.
Yeah, so went over and had Dagwood's for the first time in a while. The Dagwood Supreme, man. The bread was, like, really crisp. You can tell it's baked in-house. I love the Dagwood sauce. Really great experience over there with Dagwood's as always. And went over and saw my friends over at Two Sticks Bakery this morning. Got the Morio, which is my absolute favorite. It's like a cream cookie sandwich, but it's about the size of your fist. And it's they use black cocoa. It's not great for – you don't want to do any photo shoots with you smiling right after. But it's really buttery. It's really soft. It's moist. It's probably my favorite thing that Two Sticks makes, and that's saying something.
Well, that is delicious. Bakery food is always great. We've got plenty of fantastic choices here in Bloomington as well. What's been your most decadent meal here recently? I know you can't go to the Elm every week.
Yeah, man. You know what? So Sandy and I last Food Truck Friday went over and got one thing.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that. I saw a picture with 600 dishes on it. Oh my gosh, how'd I forget that?
Yeah, so we went and we got one thing from every truck, and we had some friends to help us, and then there were some Track and Move staff that were getting in on the goods too, and all the food did not go to waste, but it was fun to kind of sit there with Sadie and kind of go over the food, some really great stuff. It really is cool to seeing it all on one table. You know, I've had food from all the vendors at Food Truck Friday. Food Truck Friday is probably the thing I'm most proud of that I've done. So it was just a really cool experience because Sadie's done so much for the local food community. So to be able to share that experience with her, look at all the food together, try it all together, it really just gave me a new appreciation for Food Truck Friday and all the hardworking vendors who make it what it is.
I'm going to steal that picture and use it when I put your interview up later this week so people can get an idea of the deliciousness that goes on Food Truck Friday. So I think that's great. None of the food went to waste. Of course it wouldn't go to waste. It's all absolutely delicious. Speaking of dishes that don't go to waste, no dishes. Where are we at on the podcast world, buddy?
Yeah, so last Tuesday night, I got to sit down with Ed Schwartzman. We were able to chat Gable's Bagels, chat Buffalooey's, and man, it's going to be the first episode of season 5 that's going to be coming out at the end of this month or beginning of October. We're still nailing down the release date, but they're going to be coming out every single Tuesday. You can follow us on Instagram, No Dishes B-Town, or on Facebook, No Dishes Bloomington. And just really, really cool. Taught his personal story. You know, Ed said multiple times he considers himself the luckiest man alive. And we really dive into why that is. And he's not just giving a lip service. He means that. And you can tell. So he has a really incredible story. Gable's Bagels at Buffalooey's. I mean, Gable's Bagels, even though it's only been open for a short bit of time, has already become a staple. Buffalooey's has been a staple for a very long time. Had a ton of fun sitting down with Ed. And then we also had another guest. We did a back-to-back recording session where I had Dorn and Tim May on. The May family are the ones that started the Chocolate Moose back in 1933, built the old Penguin Stand in 55. Tim took over in 1983. So I got to dive into the history of the Moose and ask them all these questions that I've had for a very long time. That, you know, I've known quite a bit about the history, but I've met Dorn a ton of times and chatted with him. But it was really nice to be able to do that, get it on video. And Dorn was as sharp as ever at 94 years old.
Excellent. Excellent. No dishes wherever you get your podcasts. And hoping to get back to regular eating schedule this week, buddy. A little quieter.
Yeah, hopefully, man. I'm going to be.
I don't want you whittling away to nothing there.
And General Sal's at Best Taste yesterday. I'll be making my rounds. I don't take my weekly report lightly. So I want to make sure I have all the content for you. It has nothing to do with me wanting to eat good food.
Buddy,
wink, wink.
Both of us are trying to keep everything lightly around here, but not with the good food here in Bloomington. So I'm excited to hear what you will have next. And before we let everybody go, wine dinner coming up at Truffles. So if you need some information on that, you can read Carol Kugler's great column, HeraldTimesOnline.com as well. We always like to support local business, and local journalism is part of that business as well. Everybody does a great job of telling these stories. What is in your – what is the orange drink you are enjoying with Sadie at the food spread?
Oh, that was a Thai tea from JS Thai. It was phenomenal. It was really, really good. JS Thai makes some great curry, some other dishes as well. It was awesome. And this Friday, before I forget, I know it's a busy Friday, home game, all that fun stuff, but we have a Garth Brooks cover band.
That's
supposed to be one of the best Garth Brooks cover bands. It's the last concert of the year for Food Truck Friday on the main big stage. And it's the last one of the year that's going to have a beer garden.
That's a couple big lasts, that we want everybody to pay attention to. Last concert, last, beer garden. Oh my, oh my. But that adds to our even busier Friday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Beer garden opens at 6. Is that correct?
Yep.
And you can see Jordan Davis live downtown. Well, you can see them everywhere. Just keep your eyes open. Thanks, buddy. You're the best. Keep up the great work and keep telling the great stories of our food culture here in Bloomington.
Yeah, man, I really enjoy it. I'm very lucky to do it, and I appreciate you having me on every week.
I want to go to one of these. We get a whole table full of food expos at some point. Let me in for one of those.
Anytime you want. I'd love to do it over in Maru. I've been twice, and I've been blown away by that place.
My credit's good. You know that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
See you, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, dude. See you, man.
Jordan Davis, the No Dishes podcast impresario, the Food Truck Wednesday and Friday organizer, the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose, the mayonnaise that holds the chicken salad together here in town.